Little Blue House is the official podcast of the New Brunswick Real Estate Association. It aims to inform and educate our members to help them be better professionals. The content in this podcast is provided for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice of any kind. Hello again from the Little Blue House. Welcome to the New Brunswick Real Estate Association's official podcast. I'm your host, Angela Boudreau. The biggest news in recent New Brunswick real estate history happened on June 22nd. Members of real estate boards across the province all voted in favor of amalgamating into a single province-wide board. Real estate boards have been part of our province for over 60 years as separate regional structures. Although smaller regions in the northern and valley parts of New Brunswick folded their brick-and-mortar operations over the last decade or so, the big city boards in Moncton, St. John, and Fredericton each have their own office, their own staff, their own boards of directors, their own bylaws, rules, and policies, and their own way of running their own MLS systems. Now, some might argue that real estate is local. Markets in each region across the province can be very different than one another, and so can the culture of the members who work there. Maybe it makes sense to have a separate board in each city. But times have changed as rapidly as the technology that drives that change. At the end of the day, with this vote, realtors across the province have made it clear that how they might be different is far outweighed by what they have in common, a desire to consolidate, reorganize, and unite. Because on June 22nd, 78% of voting members voted in favor of amalgamation. So what does this mean to you as a New Brunswick realtor? What does it mean to your clients? And what does it mean to the New Brunswick Real Estate Association, our other provincial organization for real estate professionals? The Little Blue House is tackling not one, but two podcasts on this subject. Today, we're going to focus on a chat with the Amalgamated Board's planned CEO, Luke Moffat. So welcome, Luke. Is it safe to say mission accomplished?
I wouldn't say that yet. I never say that yet. We're just getting started. We have a long journey ahead of us.
What was the biggest challenge you faced prior to that vote on June 22nd?
The biggest challenge, I think, was just keeping the momentum. I mean, we started off with not committing to amalgamation and not having any board of directors take any position on amalgamation, but to go out to the members and see what the members wanted. And the member survey was very successful. I mean, we got some criticism on it, but the survey gave us a lot of insight into what the members wanted to see, and they took a lot of time. We got 2,000 written responses in it, so it was an appetite for it. They gave us a lot of questions and work they wanted to see, but it was, I think, just keeping the momentum going.
Did the result of the vote, 78% in favor, did that result surprise you?
A little bit. I mean, a little bit yes, a little bit no. No, because it was almost lined up, I think, in the initial survey that we started from. There was 79% in favor of amalgamation. I mean, subject to understanding some of the details that they wanted to see and having in the presentation the questions they wanted to have answered. But, you know, you hear, you know, we started off understanding why amalgamations fail or what the biggest challenges are to amalgamations in other mergers across Canada. And the biggest lesson, you know, we had was go to the members first and see what the members want to see and have as part of amalgamation. So I was always hearing across Canada that some votes take two times or three times before they happen. I think the fact that we really tried to spend a lot of time on going through the survey helped us.
Sounds like the results of the vote were very close to that of the survey. They were almost similar or identical, were they?
Yeah, 79 and then 78, I believe.
So the vote was higher in some regions and lower in others. So what's the plan to kind of unite everyone under the new amalgamated board banner?
I think we incorporated that into our governance and our committee structures to make sure that we have full representation across the province. We're going to have committees that are going to carry a lot of weight in the next 24 months around making decisions and bringing recommendations forward to the new board of directors. I think that's the balancing line we're going to have to try to do, is making sure that we always keep the local culture and the local best practices and things that are unique to some areas, but try to bring that under a provincial banner and connect realtors across the province.
So now moving forward, we got the vote, but now in the future, what's the biggest challenge you think you're going to face as we move ahead towards this amalgamated board?
I think it's going to be the fact that now change is going to start happening. And so it's one thing to be aligned on what that vision is and completely understand the advantages that we're working towards achieving. But there's going to be bumps along the road that we don't see coming. There's going to be, you know, time and effort spent on all that work. And so there'll be some changes to get there. Things will start to roll out and be different because we're trying to take the best that every board has to offer and get towards the 2B vision. So the fact that change will start to happen is going to be a challenge. Like, that's where we need to be very careful and making sure that we get the training out, we get the communication out, that we get members on side with, you know, adapting to that new change. In Moncton right now, we're rolling out member load. So that's a big change. We're gearing up in the Northern Valley to try to get lockboxes and touch base rolled out. When change starts to happen, people have reactions, and
change is never easy.
Change is never easy, but everyone, you know, agrees with it. It'll just be that there'll have to be some give and take to get there. Hopefully everyone realizes we are one team in the province, and we hopefully will operate as one team and support each other in getting to that goal, and we'll cross the finish line together, I hope. But like I said, there'll be bumps along the way, and there'll have to be some give and take. So that'll be the challenge.
The effort, the end result of all this work, what's the biggest advantage to amalgamation for all the members of this newly amalgamated organization?
Well, I think that answer was really given to us by the members, which is one standard MLS system within the province, one standard MLS set of rules in the province, some standardized forms across the province, standardized training is a big one. The fact that we can speak with a louder voice in the province with our partners and our providers, the fact that they can deal with a client and it not be different between areas within the province. So I think those were the key things that they wanted. A couple of the underlying things on top of that was we want to elevate the realtor brand and we want to elevate the profession. And so having one organization with one set of rules and one board and one set of bylaws will allow us to hopefully end up with some ideas of how we can increase the professionalism within the industry as well.
It all sounds great. But of course, there's always some things maybe that get lost when there's amalgamation. Are the members losing anything? Are there any disadvantages as you see it?
Yeah, so that question comes up, or came up prior to June, is this all sounds great. You know, you're saying there's no disadvantages. There are disadvantages, and it's always an individual perspective. You haven't had the opportunity maybe yet to experience touch base and your system is working and maybe your fee goes up because there's a new technology that the rest of the boards have that your area doesn't. You may see that as a disadvantage. Maybe in the intern for sure, like until you experience it, the benefit we have is we've had 1,000 members adopt, you know, super lock boxes and see the benefit of it. And even within those boards, there's some people that would be opposed to it. I mean, I don't think I have 100% agreement on any topic. That's not likely. But when we look at it from a membership perspective, I think obviously the benefits outweigh those disadvantages or perspectives. Some people could say it's not broken, don't fix it. Other people would say it is broken, so we need to fix it. So I think, you know, advantages and disadvantages are an individual perspective. Are people going to lose things? Yes, people are going to lose things. Absolutely. People are going to lose having a local board. People may lose their local board training office in or something like that they see as an advantage they have today. So I don't want to sit here and say that people aren't going to lose things, because then that could come back to bite me for sure. I think we want to maintain local culture. I mean, that was something that was in the feedback on the survey was, hey, we have certain ways we do things here. We do realtor care a certain way. We support this organization forever. So in our committees, our realtor care committee, I think we're going to call it realtor care and local culture, so that we try to make sure we keep those things that are important to the regions. And
I love that local culture. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my idea. This is the member survey telling us. My job is to try to listen and make sure I don't lose the feedback that we got. So, you know, there's a lot of work to get done, big picture things that we have to move. And we don't want to lose sight to that of those local things that are important.
So we've talked about the advantages and maybe some disadvantages to the members, but what about the public? Like, how does amalgamation benefit or even affect the public who are our members' clients?
Yeah, so the public, it's interesting because I don't know how well the public know that there's multiple MLS systems within the province today. I've had the public call me and say, why don't the Moncton realtors see my listing? And when you dig into it, they listed it with a St. John member, and the Moncton members didn't see it. And the Moncton member or the Moncton person from the public wasn't aware that there was multiple boards within the province. I think when realtors are dealing with the public and maybe they have a client that's moving from one area to another area, and they don't understand that the forms are different in that area than in this area. So I think just standardizing the rules and the training and the processes will help the public if they're, you know, moving within the province or moving from one area to another area.
So what's the plan for the office space in Moncton, St. John, and Fredericton? Is there going to be one central hub for this whole new provincial single amalgamated board, or will the board staff be spread across three locations?
Yeah, the head office conversation came up, you know, is there going to be a head office? And I think the takeaway was we don't need a head office. Legally, we need a registered office in case someone wants to serve us with papers. So we just used our lawyer's office as a registered office, and we're going to operate with three regional offices. We're going to have an office in St. John, Fredericton, and Moncton. We want to keep all the staff. That's going to be one of the biggest things that help makes the transition successful is having good staff that know where the members are at today and where we're going to and help them get there. I think they're, you know, realtors are going to rely on the staff they've relied on for the last few years. We'll try to come up with a model that standardizes people's roles, but we don't have a plan. That's not the objective of amalgamation, to close an office. We will examine office space to see what we need. In St. John, it's leased. It's a little different. Our lease will come due, or we'll work something out with our landlord to say, does it make sense to transition or not? But for Moncton and Fredericton, who own their office buildings and have some rental income, I mean, Fredericton was going to look at that independently anyway. You know, what's the right answer for their office space? Moncton has looked at that independently of amalgamation, what makes sense. Right now, that is not the highest priority. Moving an office space is not going to help us deliver better services. And the goal is right now, we have a lot of work in front of us on getting to one MLS and set of rules and lockboxes and touch base and converting systems, that's the priority, is getting value to the members. Right now, we've had things sitting on hold for quite a long period of time. And now it's going to take a lot of work time to actually get to that baseline of where we want to get to. So then we can start looking at the future. Like, there's other technologies out there that we need to get our foundation built first.
So you're going to undergo a branding exercise, as I understand it. So I want to know, any hints on what the name might be? Maybe you've kicked around some ideas already. Can you give us a taste? Like, for example, the website that housed all the information prior to the vote in June was nbrealestateboard.com. So is that a hint of what's to come?
No, that was quickly shot down as a name that we would stick with as far as branding. We don't want any confusion with New Brunswick Real Estate Association, and we need something, again, to make sure the public understands what it is. There was a few domains that got registered, you know, as options, but I think they wanted to go through, like, the amalgamation committee wanted to make sure that we took on a branding exercise to come up with a name that works in French and English and can be translated. Again, there's a domain available and that represents the New Brunswick Realtors. So I don't have any hints on the work that they'll come up with on that.
So the infrastructure of the three big city boards in Moncton, Fredericton, and St. John is one thing, but what about the two regions, Northern and Valley, who didn't have board infrastructure? Is there sort of anything that has to be handled differently in the way that they amalgamate into the single board for the province?
Yeah, that's a good question because, again, I'm fairly new to organized real estate, but I did take time to go up to Edmundston for a couple meetings for all the members, and the same for Miramichi's AGM or the Northern Board's AGM. And, you know, they face a lot of the same challenges, and quite frankly, they spoke fairly direct and blunt to us to say they have felt underserved, you know, especially the last couple of years during COVID, and that they want more training, that there's some unique issues in their regions that are not macro issues necessarily, but they're unique to their areas, which all board areas have, but they weren't getting addressed, and they want them to get addressed. But I mean, they were very supportive of the amalgamation process. But again, those two areas are also unique to them, is they don't have touch base today, and they don't have super lock boxes. They didn't have the funds in the past to do a swap program or to standardize on things. So, you know, the big things that I heard from them are training, and time commitment, and bilingualism. Is there going to be bilingualism on the staff of the new board? Happy to say we hired a lady that is originally from Shediac, or whose first language is French now, and she's on board in St. John and getting up to speed. So that's going to be a help from a bilingual point of view. And so we've got some work to do, again, just trying to improve matrix bilingualism help forms. We're getting feedback from them, and we're working on it. But it's balancing the priorities of unique things to board areas while still trying to move the macro goal forward as well. And that would be for all board areas.
An ongoing challenge for sure. Thank you very much for your time here today. I really appreciate all the effort that you've made to answer these questions and clarify everything that's going on. It's a lot of work, and I'm very impressed personally, having served, you know, in some capacity in your role for many years. It's great to see it happen. I'm proud of all the members and everything that was involved in getting you to this point. And good for you. Congratulations.
That's a point that I should echo, is the amalgamation committee put in a ton of hours. I mean, we were meeting 3 to 4 hours a week, May and June. And those committee members had tasks to do and responsibilities to come back to the committees with homework. And they put in a lot of time, the amalgamation committee. So the members should appreciate their volunteer hours for sure.
We have some of the best volunteers in any industry, profession, anywhere. I see it all the time. It's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Excellent. Much appreciated.
That's it today for part one of this episode of The Little Blue House. Be sure to stay tuned for part two, in which we sit down with Luke and NBREA CEO Jamie Ryan together to chat more about amalgamation. If you enjoyed what you heard today, be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you won't miss a single episode. We'll be chatting about topics that educate, inform, and affect you as a realtor in New Brunswick. Want to react, ask a question, or offer a suggestion for a future episode? Write to us at communications@nbrea.ca. I'm Angela Boudreau. Thanks for visiting the Little Blue House.